Welcome to week five of Who's Gonna Win? Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Christian Adams making his week two debut. Gentlemen, good to be back with you. How was week four, and how's your past week been?
Terrific. This is only a 30-minute show, right?
We're going to do a little bit of therapy session for you here, Matt. Just wanted to check in on you.
How are you feeling?
I didn't bring any money.
And before we go any further into this show, we want to give a special thank you to our sponsors for providing us with Who's Going to Win. That is Rush CPA and Fairway. Well, recapping last week, I got to say it was pretty successful for you three. We'll start with a 6-2 record there for Matt. You're now 26-6. Chris, you also went 6-2. You went 28-4. Christian, congratulations. You went 6-2. You're out of last place now at a solid third with a record of 25-7. And my 5-3 record last week put me in last place at 24-8. Very disappointing. I'm disappointed
in
myself.
You're the one that needs a therapy session.
Well, we could talk about that. Actually ties into our sponsor for this week's show. Well, we'll talk about those games here. We'll recap Sydney at Exira EHK. We all thought Sydney had the win, but the Spartans had something to prove as we all went wrong 0-4. Then it was Fremont Mills at Griswold. We all went with Fremont Mills, and we were all correct. Cam at Coon Rapids Bayard, the Cougars proved true, winning that one. Riverside at IKM Manning. Riverside had a clean sweep, going 4-0 on the road. Then we had our first split, AHSTW at Underwood. Christian and Matt both went with AHSTW. Chris and myself tried to go for Underwood. We were incorrect. South Central Calhoun next up at ACGC. We all gave the win to the Chargers, proved to be true. Clarinda at Van Meter. We went 4-0 with Van Meter winning that contest. Then lastly, Atlantic at Winterset, where Chris offered me an opportunity to join him on the winning side as you were the lone pick there, out on a limb with Winterset. And what do you know, the Trojans had a tough time on the road. So, Chris, yeah, how does it know to be the Darth Vader of this show, to be the villain?
Hey, I was just trying to give a little bulletin board material motivation and didn't work out, but lesson learned.
And let's take a quick break here and hear from Fairway and Rush CPA. When we come back, we'll talk about Exira EHK at Camp, Griswold at Stanton, and ACGC at Riverside.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans, buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway. We're Fairway,
your Fairway. You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Going to Win Week 5 Edition. Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Christian Adams. Gentlemen, our first game of this segment is Exira EHK at Cam. And I figured I'll be generous and gracious, and I'll start us off with my perspectives for this one. This is two familiar foes in this matchup that have had some great battles in the past. This year, though, I think there's more of a chip on the side of the Cougars since that week one loss to Audubon. The Cougars do an exceptional job of running the ball and passing with McCade Paulson. Paulson's 23 of 38, 344 yards, 7 touchdowns through the air. He's rushed for almost 500 yards and 12 scrambles. Bryce Brabham is a little bit more limited with the Exira EHK offense. He's 12 for 31. He's still under 100 yards passing on the year. 445 rushing yards and 8 touchdowns on the ground, which is good to see, but I have a lot more confidence in Cam's abilities offensively and how they've been playing since that week one loss, so I'm going to go with the Cougars. Next up, Matt.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Cougars as well. Homecoming over there this week. Exira EHK also had a nice comeback win last week. Going into the fourth quarter, we're behind and had a very solid fourth quarter, scoring 26 points. And so it was a great win for them to kind of bounce back after their, you know, kind of demoralizing loss the week before that to Audubon. So, but I think Cam Cougars, a very much more balanced team, a little bit better up front, of course. And so I'm going to go with the Cougars at home.
Okay. Two for the Cougars. Chris.
Yeah, nice win for Exira EHK last week. That was a good one for them to pull out. But, yeah, this is a much tougher task now. Cam playing good football now after that little bit slow start to the season for them. But they're figuring it out. I think they're getting better, you know, each week they play. Colin Bowers gave them a nice little spark, too, in the pass game, catching, you know, four touchdowns so far. So I think Cam wins this one. And happy homecoming there for the Cam folks.
You had a bit of swagger with that choice there, Chris. I like that.
Swagger, yeah.
Christian?
All right. Well, I thought the 62-6 win over Coon Rapids last week was very nice for Cam. They only allowed one touchdown to the team that was ranked third in the Rolling Valley in rush yards. They only gave up 168 rush yards. I mean, those 168 rush yards last week were the second most that they've given up besides their loss to Audubon. They gave up 22 rushing yards to East Mill and 77 rushing yards to Griswold. Their pass defense has been a little shaky, but I mean, we know that Exira struggles to throw the football, and they've been picked off seven times this year. You know, you got to give credit to Bryce Brabham for being resilient. His rushing numbers are really similar to Paulson's. He's got 445 rushing yards. But, you know, you talk about McCade Paulson. He had 104 passing yards last week, 96 rushing yards, and three touchdowns last week. He's second in the conference in touchdowns, third in passing touchdowns and passing yards, leads the conference in rushing TDs. I mean, he has got a lot of good tools. You know, I think Brabham's going to have some trouble, and I think Paulson's going to control the game. Cam's defense is probably a little better. And offensively, Cam can do everything Exira can do, just a little better. I'm taking the Cougs.
Okay. Going with Cam. Next up is Griswold at Stanton. And Matt, you told me so many times, as much as you love the Trojans, you preferred not to be the first one to pick Atlantic. So I'm mixing up the order for you. And I'm giving you what some would say game of the week here with Griswold at Stanton.
Okay. Yeah. You could go out there and say that. Surprise here. Two balanced teams coming into this game. Stanton, this isn't normally where a Stanton team has been. They've had a lot of success over the past, 10, 15 years in there. So to come in 0-4 is a little bit different situation for that program. On the flip side, you know, Griswold comes in 450 yards rushing, over 600 yards passing. Stanton 500 yards rushing, 400 yards of passing in there as a team. So both teams, very similar. Griswold's pretty heavy in the seniors, you know, on the roster in there. So I think this is the one that the Griswold's going to get. You know, this is the one that Griswold comes up with the victory. I know it's on the road, homecoming at Stanton, but I like how Griswold is actually progressing. I think they're going to take advantage of this game, and it's just going to come down to turnovers and mistakes, penalties in there. So Tigers on the road. Go
Man.
Tigers.
All righty, Chris.
Yeah, like Matt said, these are two, you know, pretty evenly matched teams on paper. Wyatt Peterson's done a nice job defensively for Griswold. I see four tackles for loss. He's got a sack and a pick. On the other side for Stanton, Jacob Martin's doing a pretty good job on the ground for them. And then I noted Brody Gibbs there on the defensive side with 2.5 tackles for loss and a sack. So you've got similar stats kind of across the board, anywhere you look at it here in this matchup. I think that the schedule, though, has been pretty tough here for Stanton early this season. They've played some decent competition along the way. I'm going to give the edge to the home team here in this one since it is such a close battle. I'm going to go with Stanton to pull it out.
Okay, split there. Christian.
Well.
What stats do you have for us?
Well, you picked a fair amount of statistical toss-ups in this week's who's going to win. I mean, you know, I take a look at kind of where, you know, rushing attempts and passing attempts are. You know, Griswold's got 98 passing attempts on the season. Stanton's got 73. Stanton's only thrown for 414, but Griswold's 615, right? So likely because Griswold's throwing the ball a little bit more. Then you take it down to the next level and you look at passing yards per completion. they're about the same. 12.6 for Griswold and 12.5 for Stanton. You know, and then you kind of go down the line, rushing, not too different, right? 131 rushing attempts for Stanton, 123 for Griswold. Yards, 510 to 458 in favor of Stanton there. Rushing yards per carry, about the same thing again, 3.7 to 3.9 in favor of Stanton. I mean, you talk about flipping a coin here, really. You know, I kind of look at Stanton's loss to Exira at home, and I'm going to take Griswold in this 50-50. Going to go on the road and get a big win and spoil homecoming for Stanton.
Man, okay. Woo. Things are getting a little bit spicy in here now. Let's see what I got here in my notes. You know, I've been tossing and turning with this one. For me, there was...
I get carried away with a couple of little 14s
here. Hold on now. We have listeners. We have patrons to the game of high school football in Southwest Iowa. And they care. And they care. And we care. We're the station where your friends are. And I didn't have a clear path on this, as both teams have similar losses. Stanton lost to Fremont Mills by 38. Griswold lost to Fremont Mills by 43. As we've talked about, offensive numbers are nearly identical. But according to BC Moore, Stanton is over 10 spots higher and has had a tougher schedule. So I'll go with the Vikings to get their first win of the year. Got a true 50-50 split there, gentlemen.
All right.
And our last game for this segment is ACGC at Riverside. The big... Now, this is another very fun game to be at. We're going to be calling the game here tonight. So we're excited, Christian and I. Christian will be the play-by-play man, and you're going to do a great job. Looking forward to it. But we got to start with who's going to win. And, Chris, it's your go.
Yeah, good matchup. Yeah, you guys should have some fun watching this game. Two teams that are, again, pretty evenly matched when you look at it on paper. You know, Mike Fuller's done a good job on the ground there for ACGC with four scores, over almost 500 yards on the season. And then, of course, we all know about Jackson Gordon on the other side for Riverside and what he's been able to do. You know, this is one of those games where it comes down to, like, the little things. And sometimes it's like, what extra thing can you do to win this game? Riverside's been a decent job of taking the ball away this year. They've got 10 takeaways on the season. And I think it's going to come down to maybe a turnover that wins this thing. I'm going to go with the Bulldogs at home.
Riverside. Going with the dogs. Okay, Christian.
Not so fast, my friend. All right, there's no doubt that Jackson Gordon is a game changer, right? And, you know, I kind of look at players in really all sports, and I kind of rank them into player, star, superstar, game changer. With that game changer being a guy that has the ability to take over a game and change the outcome. I mean, his 14 touchdowns leads the WIC offensively. He also leads the WIC in rushing yards. And his second in all-purpose yards, I mean, he's a beast. And, you know, talking to Coach Frayne, you know, he says that their quarterback has been an efficient manager for them in this offense. I mean, you look, 361 passing yards for them, 20 for 39 on the season as a whole. Their defense flies around to the football. Jet Rose shares the team lead in tackles for loss, 5.5 with A.C. Rolder. Rolder is seventh in the WIC with 31 tackles. And, oh, by the way, you can't forget Kellen Oliver being tied for the Conference Interception League. But you look at that ACDC defense, and, you know, I've heard rumblings that maybe their schedule hasn't been all that tough, but you still got to show up and play the game. They've allowed less than 21 points in all four of their games, including a shutout last week against Ogden. Offensively, they have not one, not two, but three guys that are averaging 100 or more yards per game on the ground, including their quarterback, Jathan South. South ranks fourth in total touchdowns in the WCAC, beg your pardon. Mike Fuller has 481 yards. Joe Crawford has 400 yards. The key here will be to stop the run and force the pass for Riverside. And this is going to be close. I think Gordon's going to have a good game, but I think he has to. I think it is going to be really hard for Riverside to stop three different viable options. Plus, I know they don't throw the ball a lot, but they are successful when they throw the football. They're 11 for 17, 253 yards, 23 yards per completion. It's going to be close, but it's going to be electric in Riverside. Give me the Chargers.
A little play on words. I got it.
Oh.
Did you get it, Asa?
You know, Christian, I'm actually going to join you on this crazy train. I like ACGC. I've been looking at this one all week. You talked about you got three rushers who have accumulated over 400 yards, Fuller at 481, South at 445, Joe Crawford at 400. Riverside's going to be tough at home, but I see ACGC with their postseason experience and the group that they have being the edge for them. Let's go.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Chargers as well.
Oh, Chris.
Chris out there on the limb. ECGC, they come in. Radio Iowa poll ranked number one in the state. I think there's a reason for that. They're pretty solid on the defensive side. Chargers, yep, all the way.
We got some good picks there in segment number one. Our next segment coming back, Missouri Valley at Red Oak, AHSCW trainer in Greene County at Kemper Catholic. Stick around with us as we hear from Rush CPA in Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return and will scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans, buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have a great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome here to week 5 of Who's Gonna Win. Gentlemen, let's keep going here. Missouri Valley at Red Oak is our first contest. And Christian, you're the go man on this.
All right. Well, looking at the numbers, I can tell that Missouri Valley has really struggled to maintain possession of the football. They've only run 144 offensive plays, which averages out to about 36 per game compared to Red Oak's 54. You know, unfortunately for Missouri Valley, I think they only have one quality loss to MCA OCOU. It was the only team they've lost to with above a 500 record, and none of them have been particularly close. They gave up 177 yards on the ground to Logan Magnolia and 251 rushing yards against MVA OCOU and 213 yards to Esack County. And looking at the numbers, you know, you look at the rushing yards for Red Oak, they got 455 on the ground, which is not too different from Missouri Valley, but Red Oak has two quality losses in Clarinda and Traynor. I think Red Oak is going to run the football. You know, they have 158 rushing attempts. They ran for 255 in the road win at West Central. Running back Adam Baer is second in the Hawkeye 10 in all-purpose yards and has 423 rush yards. And he leads the Hawkeye 10 in total tackles on defense as well. Obviously, I think the key to this one is going to be to protect the football, as both teams struggle to with turnovers there. But I think Missouri Valley is susceptible to the run, and Bayer's going to have a good day. And as Coach Orgeron would say, go Tigers!
Good. I like it. I like it so much. I think I'm going to join you there, as this is a pivot game for both schools. If you want to turn your season around, get a win here, and you can get things going. As you noted, Adam Baer, he's done a really nice job combined for he's rushed for 48 yards, and there are two shutout losses to start the season, but since then has recommitted to the run game. I think Red Oak is finding their identity. And if you get a really good win, again, you can springboard it into something that you want. And also, he's averaging 5.5 yards per carry. Just more offensive production from Red Oak. I'll go with you there, Christian. I'm feeling the oak. Matt?
I'll go with Red Oak.
I like it. Straight into
That's
the point.
That's all I got from that one.
And Chris?
Well, I'm never feeling the oak, but I'm going to pick him. Adam Byers had a nice season. I will have to give a little shout-out, though. Missouri Valley's got another good name, Vinny Zappia, on the defensive side. He's got 32 tackles, so good name, but not good enough to win the game. Red Oak's going to win.
Okay. We're all in agreement there. Red Oak beats Missouri Valley. Next up, AHSTW 3-1 on the year at Traynor, who is also 3-1. And this is back to me. Also, we could save Matt the pressure of not having to pick the Trojans game first.
That's right. But I like the fact that you have this one first.
Listen, with the responsibility and the mantle that I bear with this show, I have to walk the walk. I can't just talk the talk.
That's right.
So let's start with Traynor stats. Senior Ben Casey now up to 463 yards passing, 4 touchdowns with 11 different receivers who've all caught the ball at least once. Brock Casey there is the most yards with reception, 129. Ethan Hill has 10 receptions on the year. And the run game is starting to work really well for him. Jed Sorensen has rushed for 550 yards. He's averaging 8 yards per carry with 8 touchdowns on the ground. But AHSTW, you lose your starting quarterback, Camden Sukup. That one's going to hurt. And then give credit. I like what Dayton Osbar did when he stepped up. He took some snaps, had 229 yards, 2 touchdowns. So for a freshman, he's looking pretty well. And I think Gigi's got something cooking there with AHSTW. I see the Vikings getting the win.
All right. I get to go next. You bet. yeah, I think what AHSTW's done well here so far this year is their ability to put Luke Sternberg in different positions out there on the field just to try to get him the ball, whether it's quarterback, slot, receiver, tailback. They're finding a place for him that's most productive, and even using him as a decoy then open things up for some of the other athletes in there. So nice win last week for the Vikings. You know, they were able to stop that air attack of the Underwood Eagles this week. A little bit different. Trainers a little more balanced, but they like to run the ball is what they're going to want to do. So it'll be a tough ball game. At Trainer there, so of course they're going to have that home field advantage. I like what Trainer's been doing, but I'm going to stay true. I kind of like this HSTW team, and so I'm going to kind of ride along with them here for now. So Vikings on the road.
Chris.
Yeah, I mean, I've been impressed with the way that Trainer has played so far this year. I think they're having maybe a better season than people had expected at the beginning of the season, and, you know, they're always a tough team at home, but you know, I went against the Vikings last week. I'm not going to do it again. I think they're the better team. Yeah, they're doing a great job of getting Sternberg the ball and just kind of figuring it out. And they've got plenty of athletes, you know, across the table to make this a good ball club. So I like AHSTW.
Christian?
Yeah, I really, really like AHSTW's offense. 766 passing yards, over 1,000 rushing yards. And they've got some quality wins, too, against Riverside and Tri-Center. Trainer really only has one quality win on the season in Clarinda, but they lost to Tri-Center, who AHSTW beat. You know, their quarterback has done really well. Ben Casey has been similar to Suk up there. They're neck and neck in stats. But, you know, don't forget, too, that Luke Sternberg can also throw the ball and has a 60% completion percentage on 20 attempts. And, oh, by the way, he's got 712 rush yards. You know, like you said, they've been able to move him around and do different things with him. Plus, they have a ton of weapons on the outside. Zeb Hall leads the WIC in receiving yards. And, hey, Caden Baxter, too, is 6th in the conference, so he's not far off. Jet Sorensen has been good for Trainer. He's got a 502 rushing yards. He'll be a factor. Ben Casey's been good in the passing game. But AHSTW's defense has allowed less than 205 passing yards in all 4 of their games. They have so many weapons on offense. Fire up the Norse War Wagon and give me the Vikes.
There you go.
Then we got Greene County and Kemper Catholic for our last game of this segment. And let's see, Matt, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I get this one. You bet. So obviously Atlantic, you know, they played Greene County here a few weeks ago. So we've actually had an opportunity to see that team in person. Pretty tough ball club in there, do a lot of things good. I think their defense is pretty solid, especially their linebacking crew. So they're, you know, pretty solid in there. But I think Kemper Catholic in there is just a little bit deeper. They played a pretty tough schedule, come out of that non-district schedule with a 3-1 record in there. So, you know, they got a lot of swagger coming into this game. So, you know, it's a good team in there. Wouldn't be surprised, you know, if they make a good run at the Dome. And, you know, it'd probably be a shocker if Greene County did come up with this victory tonight. So I'm going to go with Kemper Catholic at home.
Chris, my man, what do you got?
Yeah, hard not to have some swagger after the way that Kemper Catholic has started this season. They played really well. I agree with Matt. You know, Greene County does some nice things. They're just not they just kind of don't have that consistency. You know, they'll go a few plays where they look like a really good team, and then it's like a mental error here or there, or, you know, mistakes. They just don't quite have it all put together. Kemper's the much more well-rounded team. Brock Bating, pretty good at quarterback. They've got, you know, Carson Kane out there catching the ball. It's a pretty well-rounded team here for Kemper, and I'm going to go with the Knights as well.
So we got 2 for 2 on the Knights. Christian?
I got to make it 3 for 3. I mean, looking at their passing game with 870 yards on the season, Brock Bating having 828 of those, 7 touchdowns. He's also rush for a touchdown mixed in there as well. I mean, Greene County has done pretty well, right? You look at their quarterback, 17 for 34. That's Crew Connor and Nick Stream, 80 rushing attempts for 476 yards and 6 touchdowns. That's really, really solid. But I think the passing game here is going to separate itself for Kemper Catholic, and I am going to take the Knights.
I don't have much more to add on everything that's been analyzed, so I'm just going to go ahead, hop on to Kemper Catholic. So we'll go 4-for-4 in this previous segment, Missouri Valley against Red Oak. We all went with Red Oak, AHSTW at Trainer. We're all agreeing on AHSTW. And Greene County at Kemper Catholic, 4-for-4. We have the Knights winning this one. We have one last segment coming up, but first we'll hear from Rush CPA and Fairway.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome here to our last segment on Who's Gonna Win. Asa Lucas with Matt Bolinex, Chris Parks, and Christian Adams. Gentlemen, 2 games left to go. Perry at Nevada is the first one. And Chris, you are the leader on this one.
All right. The Nevada Cubs. they're playing some pretty good football this year. Connor King, their quarterback, has been pretty efficient. He's got 650 through the air. And then Anthony Eaton on the ground has also done a good job running the ball, over 500 yards for him. So they've been able to get some balance put in there, and I think pretty solid defensively they've played so far. Perry kind of leaning on the quarterback there in Garen Kenny, is, you know, their leader, both, you know, of course, throwing and then also running the balls. But just not enough out there for Perry. You know, they just don't, and usually is the case for them, unfortunately, they just don't have enough athletes to make a full complement of a tough team. And I think Nevada's got a chance to have a pretty good season. So I'm going to go with the Cubs here.
Got Nevada. Okay, Christian?
I think I'm going to follow suit and go with the Cubs there. I mean, kind of looking at the stats, you know, Nevada, 650 passing yards on the season. Connor King's done a really nice job. 53% completion rating there. He's got 4 touchdowns. He's rushed for 35 yards and a touchdown also. I mean, look at Anthony Eaton, too. You know, 593 yards, 9 touchdowns. He's also got 15 receptions. Just seems like there's a little more there for Nevada, and so I'm going to take the Cubs.
Okay, 2-for-2 with Nevada. Next up, I don't have a lot of info on this one, but B.C. Moore gave me everything I need to say. Nevada is ranked at number 8 in all of 3A, and Perry is at number 35. I'm not going to lose any sleep on this one. I got the Cubs winning, too. Matt, do you want to go out on a limb?
No. Negative.
Sometimes all you need is AI, right?
That's right, yeah. Nevada, in my opinion, is probably the top pick in this Class 3A District 6 as Class 3A starts their district play here this week across the state. So Nevada's the pick. You know, they've got the running back, the quarterback. They've got a couple of linebackers, main pieces returning from a playoff team last year that did really well. So, and like Chris said, you know, Perry's not bad. They've improved quite a bit. Saw a little bit of film when they played Greene County at the beginning of the season, and they kind of hung around with Greene County the first half. They just run out of steam and depth starts to come into play for them. So, but you know, so it's sitting at 2-2. You know, that's kind of a nice little turnaround. They got some positive things going, but going up against a very, very strong Nevada team this week. So Cubs.
Okay. We got a Nevada sweep. And lastly, Knoxville at Atlantic. Christian, you went with the home team because it was your first game, but now you watch the Trojans play. Are you still going to, what are you going to choose here?
Boy, well, it's
just know Matt is staring at your soul right now.
Very intently.
Very intently.
My heart hurts. My heart hurts. Because living in Atlantic, working at a radio station in Atlantic. I want Atlantic to win. But what I saw last week was a team that struggled with, you know, a more balanced offense than they were. Tristan Hayes struggled to throw the football. You look at Brendan Woosley. He's got 773 yards, 10 touchdowns through the air. Rushing-wise, you know, only 232 rushing yards there for Knoxville. But, you know, I think it might just be just enough. I'm going to take Knoxville. And that breaks – it does break my heart because I don't want to go against Atlantic. But, you know, I think the difference is going to be the passing game.
If Bricks
break my heart. Excuse me one more game up on you.
If bricks are flying through your window and eggs are coming at your home, I don't be surprised, okay? We tried warning you. Well, back to me and back
don't worry,
to B.
My house is still intact after last week. So
yes. Well, based on my – can I have take these vaccines?
Nope.
That
nope.
It's in ink.
Yep. Well, we love B.C. Moore, so I'm going to share some information that I found. We got the number 22 and number 24 team playing. So it's a close contest, according to B.C. Moore. I'm glad it's at home for Atlantic. That gives them a leg up. The Knoxville passing attack is the real deal with over 113 attempts and 853 yards and 13 touchdowns. I think this will be the most creative passing offense that Atlantic has faced on the year. And that Winterset game was a good reminder that each game takes work and they won't always be an easy win. And if Atlantic can get the run game going with Tyson O'Brien and Ethan McNeil, I see them squeezing out a victory. Let's go Trojans. Give me Atlantic. Matt?
Okay. I still got the giggles here. What?
What's going on there?
I'm sorry.
Was that a shocker for you? Or?
Shocker, yeah.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, probably was. I'm going to go with the Trojans as well. It's homecoming week. Knoxville's going to throw the ball. That's exactly what they're going to do. A lot of their running is actually coming via the quarterback scrambling. So that they want to throw the ball. A week of preparedness here for the Trojans, I think, has gone a long way. I think the change, like you said to Asa there, I think Winterset might expose a few things. So a few tweaks here and there, they're all fixable things. So I think those have been corrected in a big way. So I'm going to go with the Trojans here at home to come up with a big, big homecoming victory.
Very fun. Chris, you are our last pick. Are you going to leave Christian out on a limb?
100%.
Teach
Not
him a lesson.
So fast, my friend.
Oh.
This is going to, yeah, pack the Trojan Bowl. Come out, support the Trojans for homecoming. It's going to be fun.
Support KJAN TV
as well.
Exactly.
Yes. If you can't make it out, turn on the KJAN TV and I'll bring it to you. Atlantic, you know, I think that was just that was a good thing for Atlantic last week. I mean, you hate to see your team lose, but sometimes you got to learn a few lessons and you got to, like you said, Asa, be ready to come out and play each and every week and kind of have that, you know, intensity that you need at the start of a game. And there was just a little bit lacking last week for Atlantic. You know, they made some mistakes. But it's all, like Matt said, I think stuff that's fixable. It's a good learning lesson. They got better, and now they're going to be better at defending the pass. I think the ground game is going to absolutely have a heyday in this game. So I'm going to go with the Trojans to roll at home.
To recap our last two picks here, Perry at Nevada, we all had Perry winning. And then for Knoxville at Atlantic, there's three picks for the Trojans, one for Knoxville. Christian's feeling awfully brave. This might be the game that he could start clawing his way to the top. We'll have to find out here. Thank you very much for joining us on Week 5 of Who's Going to Win. Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Christian Adams. And a special thank you to Rush CPA and Fairway for sponsoring our show.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have a great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.